brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is John B. Wells in for Alex, and about to be joined by Alex. And I could tell you that it is it's an honor for me to actually bring on as a guest the man after whom the show is named, which is the Alex Jones Show. So welcome, Mr. Jones, to your own show.
John, it is great to have you coming and filling in. You do an amazing job. I'm so honored to have one of the big hosts from Coast to Coast AM, who I routinely listen to on the broadcast. I had a chance to be on last week with George, and then again on Sunday night with George Norrie. Yep. Blowing Bilderberg Group, wide open, and I'm glad my voice is coming back even more toad-like than usual. I've seen a lot of emails and comments on my YouTube videos saying, has Alex been drunk for the last 3-4 days? No, folks, my voice basically was gone. And that's why it sounded like this. But thank God it is almost back. John, it is great to be here with you today. I've just got a whole cornucopia of news from the latest on Bilderberg, what we learned, to the latest unfolding control grid with the globalists conquering the U.S., amazing nanny state, police state developments. I've just got a big report coming up for people in this hour. And then I know coming up in the third hour, you're going to be exposing just how serious the violation of our Fourth Amendment is by the good old National Security Agency.
Absolutely. It just keeps on rolling, doesn't it? And say, they don't think very much of the proletariat, do they, those Bilderbergs?
No, they don't. In fact, the London Guardian reporter was able to go in before they kicked everybody out last week on Thursday. I was kicked out when I showed up Wednesday morning. My crew was kicked out. I tried to send them in first Tuesday night when we got there, but they knew who we were and threw us out. But other media was able to get in before they closed the hotel. And Charlie Skelton and others, so there's, in fact, the article we wrote yesterday linking to the Guardian actually had other journalists quoted as well that confirmed that the hotel staff was rooting, quote, for Alex Jones and the, thousands of protesters over the 5 days, 4.5 days, and that the Bilderbergs were walking around cussing and saying they wanted his dead, wanted to murder Ron Paul, wanted to blow him up in an airplane, calling us cockroaches. So that's been confirmed not just by Jim Tucker's source, but Charlie Skelton, London Guardian, and other sources that we talked to. They didn't hear the kill Ron Paul part, my sources, neither did Skelton's, just that we were scum and trash and cockroaches. So we were definitely getting to them. We had at one point 7 bullhorns going simultaneously daisy-chained and many others down the street encircling the place so loud it was shaking the windows. We could see them shaking. Kissinger came out with his mouth hanging open, because the one area of the big conference center that sticks out the closest to the road, most areas are 200, 300 yards away. It's a big, big piece of property. But the one big conference wing is the wing that sticks out by the road, and they put up big fences and black mats, but it didn't stop it. And some of the protesters kind of ripped down the black mat so we could bullhorn right into them. And it was amazing. Bilderberg is really angry. We disrupted their criminal activities, their Logan Act violation, but more importantly, forced the mainstream corporate globalist media to cover it. This is a big victory. And again, I got to give credit, because George Norrie was the first. I said 8 years ago on the show. It was actually 9 years ago he first interviewed me about Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, and Bilderberg. And so he was the first big mega program that can be seen as, quote, mainstream in the sense of, 500-plus stations to cover it. And then Drudge helped break it, drudgereport.com. And now it's in the Washington Times, London Guardian, hundreds of other publications, Washington Post. The shadow government, John, is blown wide open.
Outstanding. You know, there may be a little bit of hope for humanity after all. Because, back in the old days, it was underground radio stations, but it was all about music. Now it's underground, above ground radio stations that are all about the truth and information. We'll be back with Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show while sitting in.
Thank you.
I've seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And because Alex Jones wants answers, we get them too. And this is John Wells, the Saturday Night Guy from Coast to Coast AM, sitting in Alex's chair for the day. Delighted to actually interview Alex Jones on his own show. This is, I mean, who'd have thunk it? Who'd have thought something like this was even possible? Alex, I got a question that's been dogging me for years, and it is this. Is it just that you get the intel on where these meetings take place, and then the people come, and then the protests begin? Because I'm thinking, why are they not up in some mountain retreat with army guys all over the place keeping them out? Is it just is this just another arrogant gesture on their part that they're sort of underground yet above ground, that they do it in a hotel where...
In Italy, sure. I mean, in Italy and in other areas where they've had it, they do have them up on mountain retreats and have the army out. But still, everybody basically knows it's there. Then there's complaints by the citizens and the governments that all these foreign interests are meeting. So in the past, they like to meet in conference-type hotels that do have land around them and then just have the local police and their own private security out. In the past, it was only, if you go back just 5-6 years ago, it might be a dozen reporters or so. When I first called for people to protest it up in Canada in 2006, the first time I physically went, I've been covering it for 17 years, there was probably only a maximum of 30 protesters. There have been some events in Europe in the last few years where there were over 1,000. There were close to 1,000 at one time last year in Switzerland, in St. Moritz, where they actually shoot many of the James Bond Swiss Alps movies. And it was the highest hotel in the area, already in the high mountains, with a big mountain peak to the back of it, out on a jut of land. And then they even shut the road down in front of it. But that's still they were so arrogant. I think it's both, you know, the things you said. They had armored cars, but you basically take them to the top of the mountain, and then they walk down for exercise, a bunch of Bilderberg Group members, thinking we wouldn't notice them or knew who they were, like we were too ignorant to be informed and know who the actual shadow masters are, and those confrontations are online. So I think it's a little bit of both.
Well, how bad is it? How far down the road is their plan? How close are they to fulfilling it? And how big a weed have we shoved in their ears?
This is a big victory because over the 4.5 days that Bilderberg was taking place from Thursday through Sunday, there was conservatively more than 2,000 people that came out and protested. Generally, people can only come for a day. They all had jobs, families.
Sure.
Because you wouldn't really see a lot of the same people the next day that you'd seen the day before. And we had over 600, 700, 800 at one time on Friday and Saturday, another 500 or so on Sunday. And people would come, spend a few hours, and then leave. Some people would travel 500, 600 miles from places like Pennsylvania, West Virginia, just to come and protest a few hours. Some people came in their work vehicles and then had to turn around and go. So it was really amazing. But the big victory here is the Washington Post has attended because the publishers of it were the first media ever let in 54 in Oosterbeek, Holland, where they first met. And they showed up. The Washington Post showed up and had their own reporter thrown off. And they kind of wrote a whitewash about it. But the point is, that article that then ended up in hundreds of newspapers that carried the Washington Post columns. And so suddenly all the people that were told we were crazy, this didn't exist. Well, now they're going, wait, well, it is real. And as I said, DrudgeReport.com 5-6 years ago started helping break the electronic Berlin Wall. Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie 9 years ago. Time just flies. First time he interviewed me back in 2003. It was on Bilderberg, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. That helped break it. Now the Washington Times, London Guardian, they did serious reports on it and admitted that there have been Logan Act violations in the past and things. This is really amazing what's happening. It's very, very exciting. And they're in there discussing government policy. There's lots of little break-off meetings where they go and make sweetheart deals with corporations and government elected representatives. It's extremely dangerous what's happening at Bilderberg. And their agenda is moving forward, but it's in trouble, and it's being identified. So right now humanity is awakening, but we're in a lot of trouble. But at least people are starting to wake up a little bit.
Anything specific, anything encroaching that we're about to feel nudging us in the not-too-distant future?
Yes, the biggest thing is that last year at Bilderberg, it was mainly IT people that were invited, the head of Google, the Facebook people, all of them, and the head of the NSA last year and this year, the head of the European spy agency, Infopol 9, was then there going back years, but also there this year. So this is all about spying, and the globalists think that their technocracy of spying and drones and ground robots and combat robots and robot cars and biometric face scanning and surveillance blimps and license plate readers, they believe that this new national security state, basically turning the whole country into a giant airport-style security with TSA everywhere, checkpoints at malls, highways, it's all happening now. It's not just, hey, it's coming, this is their plan, it's now happening. They want this rolled out fast, and that's actually some of the news I've got for you coming up after the break. But they believe the technocracy is going to save them. They know the military is going to say no to confiscating guns. So they're just going to 30,000 drones we pay for to be used against us, weaponized, all being announced. They know that people are waking up and going back to barter and back to the land. So they're erecting the Homeland Security Rural Council, now showing up with the U.S. Army in plain clothes, backing local feds to take your property, to raise taxes, to give you $2,000 a day fines for dust in your barn. Just total harassment, total Stalinistic, you know, telling the Ukrainian kulaks they couldn't have their farms anymore and starving, you know, 15 million people there in Eastern Europe in just a few years. This is the plan. I mean, this is diabolical. They want to totally break the back of the American people. This is total war. And again, our government's gone. You still have military people that are good, people that don't understand this, but they've told us that the UN and NATO now run our military. NATO is just a narcotics trafficking organization, caught hundreds of times doing it. It's another globalist power system. And now our Congress has been told they pull the shots, and now the Air Force has got 10,000 drones. They're getting another 10,000 on top of that. They're operating domestically. The EPA says, yeah, we're watching farmers, the runoff into your creeks. We're using spy satellites on you. That's in the news today from Infowars.com, from EPA announcements. And it's also linked up on Drudge. So all of this is really in everyone's face. They're announcing giant dirigibles to fly around 100,000 feet surveilling us and going, oh, guess what? They're already in the skies, as I told folks a decade ago. So much of this was already declassified. Now they're throwing it in everyone's face. So it's a giant arms race by the global bankers that have hijacked our country. And they'll say, give your rights up or China will get you. Give your rights up or Russia will get you. Give your rights up or Al-Qaeda will get you. But all the real architecture of the police state is targeted at a guy with a John Deere hat. Somebody who can skin a buck and run a trot line, people that have their own property. It's all a global corporate takeover who have actually made deals with Russia and deals with China. And on the surface, they act like they're fighting with each other. And there is some friction in the globalist camps between Russia and the European U.S. banking elite. But the number one enemy of the banksters is the American people. The globalists paid $20+ billion, as you know. Anybody can just search this. It's Reuters, AP, you name it, that 3 years ago the bank, the bailout of General Motors shipped. Let me just re-click my Skype here. It started doing that again.
Still got your audio.
No. Listen, we're just not going to do Skype. I just want to turn Skype off because I don't want to go through this like I did Sunday. Just went on and on. All right. Now, going back to what I was saying, folks, here. And listen, John, I know I'm ranting here. The point is that we're told there's all these outside threats. And you find out most of Al-Qaeda and its whole history is being funded by these shadowy globalists to menace us and take our liberties. You find out our own megabanks helped create the Soviet Union, helped put Mao Zedong into power, paid $22 billion 3 years ago, and now the factory's opened 2 months ago to build in China, in Eastern Europe, in Brazil, and Mexico, the new Cadillac and Volt factories. I mean, this is open deindustrialization. Tyranny. The ruling class have gone totally insane. This is a power race by the globalists worldwide to get the most power. GMO, nanotech, robotics. Humans are being replaced. The globalists say this themselves. We're in the middle of the greatest revolution ever, a revolution of evil against humanity.
They say those words?
Yeah, I lost audio. John, you just take us out of here, okay?
Okay. All right. Well, here's the thing. He said he was ranting. Well, better Alex Jones does it than I do, because I'll tell you what. Once upon a time, I knew who the enemy was, and frankly, I wanted to fight them. But now, there are no uniforms. There are no flags. It's a shame. Doesn't even leave me anything to drape over the coffins. We'll be back with Alex Jones. This is the Alex Jones Show. I am John B. Wells, a Saturday Night Guy for Coast to Coast AM, and I hope you will stay with us after we speak with Alex for a little while longer. We will speak with Craig Hewlett, and we'll discuss how your friend is close, but your enemy is much closer. That would be the security services. They are watching you closely. We'll be back.
everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Have been assuaged. Everything's pretty good, and then we're up and running, and we're live now. This is the Alex Jones Show. There's a little bit of a video conundrum, but we still got audio, and that'll do. Mr. Jones, please continue your most singular rant. It's completely okay with me. I feel like ranting myself, but if we both do it, might blow somebody's speakers up.
Well, listen, you know, ranting is certainly needed, and that's why I get so upset, is I every time I'm about to go on air, especially on the road, I have more than 20 pages of notes from news I've read the last day, things I want to cover, and then I just get on air, and all I want to say is, wake up. Our government has been taken over by globalist interests who tell us they're taking all our rights to keep us safe from Al-Qaeda and the Russians and all the rest of it, and look, I don't like what the Russian government's doing, but they're not invading my country. They're not taking over my republic. The real threat is the globalists. It is the New World Order that is taking over our society. It is a corporate takeover. And then they say, oh, we've got to have war with the Chinese. You know, the quote, U.S. wants a base in Vietnam, that we had a war that killed millions of Vietnamese, 58,000 Americans, injured 300,000, 400,000 really bad. And it's just all made up. It's a bunch of powerful interests that are on huge, you know, control freak trips taking over our society. And every day I see news that's off the charts. I mean, last week, I'm just going to list some of these. Bloomberg's going to ban salt, $2,000 fines. Again, that 2,000 number, if you salt the food, pre-salted in New York. He's going to ban above 16-ounce sugar drinks, but not aspartame, not GMO, not all the real stuff that's killing people. Again, they create the crisis, know it, start killing people. We get the sickest, you know, people in the world statistically, and now, oh, we'll ban sugar, period. I was reading New Jersey, $1,000 fines, they've passed a law, if your dog isn't seatbelted. So now I guess my wife, you know, can't have the French bulldog in her lap when we're driving around, when I'm driving the car. I mean, this is the nanny state. First, can't have your kids in the back of the truck on your own property driving around. Now you can't have your dog back there. I go to the beach, and people get in your face if your dog isn't in a life jacket. This nanny state isn't about safety. It's about making us a bunch of ninnies henpecked by the new job creator, which is a bunch of paramilitary police. And again, I'm not against the police, but this isn't the way America used to be. This isn't what freedom is. This is right out of a Kurt Vonnegut dystopic novel. And I want to turn this around. I do not want to be at the mercy of these globalists who I know from their own statements, their own documents, are not benevolent. They are wicked. They are corrupt. And we are seeing this revolution in slavery, in total control. Huge change is upon us. And the globalists are endangering the planet in their race for nanotech, life extension, biotech, genetic engineering, super weapons, superconducting super colliders, cyclotrons like Hadron, where they admit, well, it's as low chance we're going to blow the Earth up with a black hole or a strange look, but we are going to do thousands of tests. You know, I think about the craziness that these people are engaged in, how they're predatory, how it's a total will to power that we're seeing. It's time for humanity to awaken and realize the threat of where we are going. Just driving through Tennessee, we're now in Memphis, and I've got some occultic news for on the other side, John. I saw everywhere police facing both sides of the highway with giant license plate scanning cameras on top of them. And again, you're like, well, that'll keep people safe, some folks say. It'll stop felons. We've learned they let a lot of the felons and people go. It's really about in the future, if you haven't paid your income taxes, they say you're not going to be able to travel out the country or drive a car. Your taxes to the foreign banks. It's about turning off your mobility, just like the no-fly list, no-gun-buy list. This is Mark of the Beast stuff, my friend.
Well, it absolutely is, and I think these people would do well to remember that we don't really care how big their apparatus is. Adolf Hitler built a big apparatus. He caused a lot of problems, killed a lot of people, but in the end he was defeated. Now, if we want to go into who knew who back in those days and how many of those companies are still around and have morphed into something else, that's something else entirely, but I think these people would do well to remember that Americans are very slow to anger, very slow to rise up, but there is a point beyond which it would be a very, very bad idea to push us. I don't know about you, but I gave up my illusions of immortality a long time ago. I'm not suicidal, but I'm not squeamish about a fight, and these guys are asking for it. That's just a personal comment. Doesn't necessarily represent anybody else's opinion, and then again, it might. This is the Alex
Jones Show. Oh, it represents mine.
This is the Alex Jones Show, and that's why I love you, brother. We'll be back in just a moment.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Jones Show. John B. Wells sitting in for and with Alex. And we're just discussing about, what we usually talk about, which is the escalating idiotic power of the police state and no plans to abate that development in any way, shape, or form. Witness this end justifies the means. And what is this, Alex, with police in Aurora, Colorado, looking for a suspected bank robber, stops every car at an intersection, handcuffs all the adults? I mean, what is this?
Well, we saw this where they had a serial killer in Louisiana a few years ago. So an entire town, they searched the houses without warrants. And again, imagine now, you hear the stories happening in Austin, where I live, Austin, Texas. Someone will put a deer rifle in the back of their car. It always happens in deer season to drive outside town. And they lock down an entire neighborhood and set up checkpoints an hour after the guy already drove out. It's this nanny state idea that, well, the end justifies the means. We found a suspect. They stopped 40 people, put them in handcuffs. There's photos at CBS in Denver. We have those linked in our article at Infowars.com. And the police chief says, the end justifies the means. That's a quote. And he said, we weren't looking for anybody in particular, didn't even know what the suspect looked like, but we found a suspect, a guy had a gun in his car. So now having a gun in your car, they had to say that, like, see, the end justifies the means. We didn't find money. This just happened yesterday. We didn't. We don't even know if he's the bank robber, but now, hey, your neighborhood. We think somebody in this neighborhood might be a criminal, so we're going to come to your door and put you in handcuffs. This is a guilty until proven slave. This is the idea of the TSA, outside the 10th Amendment, the 9th Amendment, outside federal jurisdiction, not even sworn bonded, police, FBI can't go down your pants randomly at a park. How does TSA do it? It's the idea that you're guilty until proven slave, not even guilty until proven innocent, guilty until proven under tyranny. What about the danger of the big government doing this? What about common sense? What about what our forebears told us? This is very, very dangerous. What's your take on this? I mean, imagine you're driving along. I see this all the time. They set up checkpoints. There was a serial killer in California a few months ago. I saw this in the news. So police, night after night, on a major highway near where homeless people had been killed. I think it's like four of them now.
Yeah.
Being stabbed and robbed. Folks can pull this up. We played the newscast here. With a straight face, the police just randomly set up checkpoints during drive time and searched thousands of vehicles, saying, well, we think the serial killer might drive by here sometimes. So if you're driving down the highway and there's ever been a murder in the area, the police now are going to pull you over and say, we're going to search your car. You might be the murderer. I mean, this is over the top. And this is all under federal grants, John.
Oh, yeah.
They have checkpoints all over the country taking blood. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's all right. I understand that they have already ordered tens of thousands of, level 3 bulletproof booths to distribute along the highways and byways and freeways of America, with even equipped with stop-and-go lights on them. So, I mean, it's coming. This character, Oates, just said, the law is clear that investigative detentions are lawful for a reasonable period of time. And the facts and circumstances were the suspect was in one of 19 cars. Well, it's a good thing nobody was going into cardiac arrest and needed to get to the hospital in one of those 19 cars while they're waving their guns around looking for a robbery suspect. To me, it's just nauseating. And the message has got to be to people that you're not safe. As a matter of fact, the more measures that are taken to make you safe, the less safe you are.
That's statistically true. I mean, look, take the big nanny states like Chicago and New York that are the model of the rest of the world now. This is what the globalists want to do if they can have their way. And it's no guns, giant crime rates, paramilitary police everywhere that turn into mafia. You can look at it across the board. In the U.S., same number in England. When the state has foster children, they're 7 times more likely to be sexually abused, 5 times more likely to be abused physically, non-sexually, and on average, 69%, it's the same in England and here, are put on psychotropic drugs and an average of 7. Just type that in. More than 2/3 of foster children on psychotropics. Again, when the state has its way, total hell is released. And it's here. So the threat is the state. And if people don't believe that, you don't believe in George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John B. Wells.
Well, what country had the lowest crime rate in the history of the world? That would be Nazi Germany. You could wander out of a bar absolutely, completely inebriated, drunker than Cooter Brown, money bulging out of your pockets, and nobody would lay a hand on you. However, what society... societal paradigm were you living in that place? I don't know, Alex. I've worried about this and talked about it for years. I've spent so many years just being an observer, which is why finally I decided, I may not be able to beat them, but I bet I can let them know that they've been in one. And you just reach a point in your life where you have to sing out about this. I mean, it's not exactly like any of us are getting, rich. It's not like, doing this sort of work, all we're doing is asking for it, really. And it's not as though if somebody came to you and said, hey, I'm with the New World Order, and if you'll, You know, if you'll play ball and just kind of put a good spin on what we're trying to do here, we'll fatten your bank account up real good. It's like, I don't want your money. I don't.
Well, I've actually been approached like that. But, I mean, somebody like yourself, you don't toot your own horn, but the biggest movies, TV, commercials, you're a top voice talent, and you certainly had nothing but things to lose by going public in the last few years very eloquently. But, again, that's the illusion. You have everything to lose if we don't beat this tyranny. And that's why finally there's such a big awakening happening and why so many people, even in mainstream media, are waking up and kind of rebelling at the same time, not because they were sold out, but because they believe the hype. They believe the propaganda. So that wake-up call is happening, and everybody, you know, not just a George Norrie a decade ago, not just yourself many years ago, you know, Matt Drudge, so many others are really getting more hardcore, more intense, more radical, because we're not radical. The world is getting radical. Corruption and oppression is getting radical. The things that government is getting away with is getting so radical that people now understand. We either beat this or we're going into a very hellish place. And I say this over and over again. This is not some boss hog, rich guys want to run things and just took over America. If they left people alone, let people have some private property and things, it'd be bad. I'd be fighting against it. But I wouldn't be freaking out. Right. These globalists want a scientific grid. They say they're going to build a world government, and they've done everything they said they'd do so far. And I'm following the roadmap. I'm following their script to the next couple acts. And, man, it's like biblical mass death. More than two-thirds of the world killed by them. They write this. They say it. I think about all the kids that they knowingly are injecting with cancer viruses and mercury. I look at the numbers of disease, cancer, autism, neurological disorders, diabetes, off the charts. Find out all the Rockefeller documents. I mean, it's like, look, folks, there isn't a choice. And now, because this stuff is out in the open, there were so many active duty military, but also just retired or out, of the thousands that came out to protest Bilderberg, and they're like, no, you're right, it's all coming true, and you know, they're admitting we're going to have domestic operations, they're admitting we're going to target the Patriots, they're saying that's the new threat, not Al-Qaeda. Well, that's in the newspaper, they're saying the new threat is the libertarian conservatives that are actually real Americans. We know the score, we're smart, we're what's left of America, they know we're the enemy. They're coming for us. I mean, folks, and you can't just join them and be collaborators. The globalists are pure evil. It's not like you're joining a gang and you're on the winning team for police and military and other folks. This is going to destroy everything. And even if you're corrupt out there, but not pure evil, do you really like the fact that autism's from 1 in 25,000 30 years ago to 1 in 58? Do you really like the fact pediatric cancer's up more than 10,000%? I mean, do you really want to sign on with Satan? And even if you don't believe in the devil, folks, it might as well be the devil. Because only the devil could come up with something like this. I know I'm ranting, John.
No, that's all right, man. No, it's completely all right. Because, I mean, you open the door now. I'll go you one more, Alex. The last time I checked, the Japanese were into dragons, too, and I believe Fukushima is, in fact, the mouth of the dragon. Now, you got the Russians. They were just doing joint operations up here at Fort Carson, Colorado. Colorado. And we're supposed to have all kinds of Spetsnaz and various other special forces in the country mingling with our special forces. A number of people have contacted, I don't mean like two or three either, I mean like a double-digit number. And there's a multiplier for the emails that you don't get that would have been sent, but they weren't sent. It's imaginary, but whatever. It seems to be fairly accurate that are saying, oh no, as soon as we got over there into the Middle East, we definitely put on the UN patch. It's like, what? I don't see this on TV. Oh, that's right, it's mainstream TV, I forgot.
Well, again, how did I wake up? Okay, I'm a pro-gun, Ron Paul-type libertarian, God guts gun, U.S. military-type guy, just saying I just want to have low taxes and freedom and Bill of Rights. And they were trying to say in Texas, no more junior shooting. And I had little cousins and stuff that I was shooting with at the time. They were going to ban Boy Scout shooting, YMCA shooting, under 18. That's why I finally said I'm going to get on the air in Oklahoma City and Waco and things. And I was just starting to really wake up to things. And I had all these former military and current military and the police chief of San Antonio contacted me. I went and got an interview in his office. This is 1 year on air. And he's like, Delta Force is here trying to bribe us. I was in Army intelligence, he said. This is a covert takeover operation. You got to warn people. I mean, so I learned this from people in government who were patriots. And the media said, oh, Jones and others are crazy. There's no black helicopters. There's no UN troops. Then I got sent cooperative nugget footage from 94, 95, 96, 97 with foreign troops training to take on the American people in Louisiana and Mississippi. Then I went to urban warfare drills. Then I witnessed them training with the Boy Scouts to go in their parents' house and tattle on them and tell them where the guns are.
Oh, yeah.
And I would come and warn people, and it sounded so crazy. Even though I had video, people couldn't believe it. Now it's in the New York Times. They've got the Boy Scouts, quote, training to take on disgruntled veterans. Now it's in the news. They've got FEMA Corps. Now the Pentagon came out yesterday and said, yes, we want to have local army in every city to aid the police. That's already been going on secretly. This is a Red Dawn takeover. Our government's been captured. And if we don't admit this and have the military say no, who are full of great people, it's over. We're done. The globalists feel confident enough that in NLE 09, FEMA.gov, they said, troops from 15 nations are here training to take on American terrorists or civil unrest. It's public. They have Canadian and Mexican troops patrolling in drills. Our troops go to Canada. Our troops go to Mexico. It's the North American integration by stealth. We got the Banff Canada meeting documents from 2006. It's in my film Endgame. Everything is happening. This is real.
How far off before it's so obvious to everybody that it's absolutely undeniable? I mean, it's undeniable to us. But to the average citizen who, how long before, what kind of a timeline, any way to predict when it'll be so obvious that even the most skeptical that, there's no new world order, that they're going, oh, yes, well, there is one, isn't there? What, a year?
I know you've got a top privacy expert coming up the next hour. And,
yeah.
And you know, there's a reason the NSA's come out and the CIA and said, yeah, your toaster, your new microwave, your computer, your iPhone, your droid, your washing machine, that's the headline in Wired, CIA director, your washing machine is spying on you. And he laughed and said, yeah, we're watching you without warrants. There's no Fourth Amendment. He said he didn't want it used to be. It's a coming out. They built the secret army against us. They trained the troops in secret. They compartmentalized. They did urban warfare drills to condition the public and the police on a regional scale to accept all this. And now they're getting ready to roll it out. And that tells you that it could be 6 months. It could be a year. They're getting ready for an Iran war. That's in the news.
Yeah.
And as a pretext to that, they will stage the globalists, the offshore banks that are manipulating our military, in this slow-motion coup d'etat by the foreign banks. They will stage terror attacks, blaming it on foreign groups, but also on domestic groups, so that the average person, when the drones suddenly hit the skies everywhere, they've got 10,000 in the Air Force alone. They want another 10,000 domestically, just under Air Force control. They're getting everybody ready with preconditioning for the big rollout. You can see the pre-programming. They have the big defense contractor company last week. PR firms say we're preparing to acclimate the public for full weaponized drones. Then you see the announcements. I've seen trucks and billboards with Predator drones on them driving around saying, you know, global vigilance. Again, saying it's our military, but it isn't. It's been taken over by foreign banks. Again, we've been told the UN runs our country now. So it's very, very soon, very, very soon.
Alex, what should people do? I mean, I've got my ideas, but I don't want to say anything over the air. I really don't.
Well, first off, John, if you go back, I'm not just saying this because you're on Coast to Coast AM as one of their great hosts. They had the act announced, the emergency states. I forget the exact name. I can't believe it's not popping in my head because I confuse it with the Emergency Centers Establishment Act.
Yeah, the Preparedness Act.
It was in 2002. It was the states' reorganization. The point is, it'll pop in my head in a minute or somebody in the office can remember. The point is, it was all over the news. They ordered, I can't remember that. It'll pop in my head over the break. The Emergency States Reorganization Act. I forget. The point is,
yeah,
they had
that
act. Police all remember. Fire departments remember. They ordered you and said, it's the law. You've got to take the smallpox vaccine. You've got to take the anthrax vaccine. You've got to take all this because we're going to force you to give the public shots. And there was a mutiny. I had police chiefs. I had mayors. I had fire department chiefs on. They said, they told us it's the law. We checked it's not. We know these are experimental and dangerous. We're not taking them, and we're not making you take them. And I even had some Austin cops on who said no. So they failed.
Okay.
Okay? And it's the same thing with this. If the military, they said no to the anthrax shots that were killing people two separate times in 2002 and again in, 2005. We've got to say no. The military's got to have a debate about this. We've got to discuss this. It's already happening. Panetta already had to pull back a few weeks ago on, okay, the UN doesn't totally boss us, but we don't have to come to you, but we still might. So the point is, we've got to scream bloody murder, explain what's happened, that we're so used to Russian and Chinese and Al-Qaeda threats, and I'm not saying those aren't real threats in some cases. The real threat, though, is the bankers. They're the one in charge. They're the ones stealing tens of trillions. They're the ones reorganizing our economy. They're the ones bringing in Agenda 21. They're the ones federalizing the police. They're the ones throwing the book at us. They're the ones saying $1,000 fines if your dog isn't in a seatbelt. They're the ones setting up checkpoints. They're the ones setting up face scanning and TSA and all this. We are occupied. We are occupied, and we've got to say no to it and come together, or it's going to get hellish, folks. The only way out is saying no. John B. Wells, take us out.
Oh, well, you heard the man. This is the Alex Jones Show, and we'll come back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it the Survival Seed Bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
I can see 4 miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh, yeah. If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play, and never see you when deliberately you put things in my way. Well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I could see for miles.
ancient piece of music from the hippie era, back when dinosaurs roamed the earth, just kind of says it all. Maybe they will choke on it. John B. Wells in for Alex and with Alex on the Alex Jones Show. And Bob lives. Chapman lives. What's going on with Bob Chapman, Alex?
Okay, I knew about 3-4 months ago. He was on with us every Friday, theinternationalforecaster.com. Great guy. I've been fighting the New World Order since the mid-60s. I helped publish Gary Allen's book, None Dare Call a Conspiracy. And I knew that he was ill and was having trouble doing the show, so I quit having him on every Friday. And then we got word that from him that he was too ill to do interviews anymore, but I didn't want to give out his personal info, the fact that he had... I'm not going to say, you know, there's been some reports out there. He has come back to the U.S. to be with his family. He was living outside the U.S. And I got all these calls there that he died. It was a soccer player named Bob Chapman. So rumors of our Bob Chapman have been greatly exaggerated, but we should all pray for Bob Chapman. And people keep asking me to try to get Bob back on the show before he does die, if he does die. Folks, he could barely do the show months ago. That's why he's not been on. But just an update on Bob Chapman. Great guy. We love him. And since listeners ask, I've put in an obnoxious request to his family that if he wants to come on for 5 minutes, if he's able to, that we'll get Bob Chapman on sometime this week. But I wouldn't hold your breath, folks.
Well, bless him. Hey, Alex, you know, you mentioned a while ago that, hey, you know, you can say, oh, you know, you're crazy. If you don't have to believe a Satan thing, a satanic thing. And I've said it many times. You can deny religion. You can deny God. You can deny Christ and all that. Please keep in mind, though, that the people at the top of the pile who are dedicated to enslaving mankind are all up in that Satan thing. So when we come back here, we just got a minute here. I want you to...
I think we've got about 3 minutes. I don't know what atomic...
Oh, we got a couple minutes. Ahead. Okay, yeah, let's go. Now, you're in Memphis, and there's something weird going on there on a par with the Denver International Airport and their strange symbology.
And we can talk more about this when we come back for 5 minutes before your next big guest comes on and I leave you in peace, John. But I've been through Memphis before, and I had always heard it was occultic, the big 32-story, that's occultic as well, pyramid, big gold pyramid that they play sports games in, like the Louvre pyramid that has 666 pieces of pink gold glass, and François Mitterrand admitted he was a Luciferian who helped get that built, the French president, decades ago. But I looked it up, and it's in the Memphis Flyer. It's in all their papers. People can just look this up. It was rumored that it had crystal skulls, occultic stuff, that the owners were occultic, that there were little voodoo-type things in it. Sure enough, people got so upset about it that maintenance men went up, and it was in there. And then the guy that built it said, that's it, Memphis is cursed. You have no idea what you've done, you know, removing my skulls from the top of it. And then you have this guy who's into the occult that reportedly ice-picked the guy to death and then ate him and chopped up the body. Normal people aren't into this, but psychos are. And throughout history, psychopaths in government always believe in a devil-type creature and sacrifice people to it in every culture. And the globalists, I've studied them, are into the occult. That's why they're so evil, folks.
Oh, absolutely they are. Absolutely. They're all up in the satanic thing. Make no mistake about it. We'll be back. This is the Alex Jones Show. Well, sitting in with Alex.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.